The impeachment process against Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff was thrown into chaos Monday as the acting speaker of the lower chamber of deputies annulled a majority vote by his own colleagues that favored ousting the embattled leader. The surprise move by acting speaker Waldir Maranhão touched off a firestorm of debate over the move's legality and its possible implications, a standoff that will likely have to be solved by the country's Supreme Court. The Senate had been expected to decide Wednesday whether to accept the impeachment case against Rousseff and put her on trial for allegedly breaking fiscal rules in her management of the national budget. If a simple majority of senators decides in favor, Rousseff will be suspended and Vice President Michel Temer will take over until a trial is conducted. Senate head Renan Calheiros told colleagues he intended to ignore Maranhão's decision and move forward with the proceedings as scheduled. He slammed the speaker's action as toying with democracy. Whether the Senate would be able to go forward was unclear, since both the government and opposition were likely to appeal Maranhão's decision. At the very least, the impeachment process could be pushed back a few days. Under the terms of Maranhão's decision, the lower chamber of deputies would have 5 sessions to hold another vote on whether to send the impeachment process against Rousseff to the Senate. The lower house overwhelmingly voted to move forward with the process last month, and it is those April 15th through 17th sessions that were annulled by Maranhão, who opposed impeachment. Speaking late Monday, Maranhão said the vote was riddled with irregularities and included a violation of rules, such as party leaders telling members how to vote. "We are not, nor will we ever be, joking around with how we make democracy," he said. Rousseff is battling impeachment over allegations that her government violated fiscal rules in what critics say was a bid to artificially bolster the country's flagging economy. Rousseff has said that prior presidents used such fiscal maneuvers and that the impeachment effort amounts to a coup aimed at removing her and her left-leaning Workers' Party, which has governed the country for 13 years. Rousseff reacted cautiously to Maranhão's announcement, suggesting it wasn't entirely clear what was happening. "We have a difficult fight ahead of us," she said at an event about education. She also called for caution, saying that we live in a time of cunning and wile. Maranhão took over the reins in the Chamber of Deputies after former Speaker Eduardo Cunha, who was the driving force behind the impeachment effort, was suspended over corruption and obstruction of justice allegations against him. In a statement, Cunha said Maranhão's actions were absurd, irresponsible, and against the rules. He also lashed out at news reports suggesting that he might have helped orchestrate the decision behind the scenes in a bid to reassert control over the impeachment process. Opposition Congressman Paderne Avelino held the view of many government detractors, saying the impeachment process was out of the lower house's control. "The process in the chamber is done with," Avelino said. The head of the Brazilian Order of Attorneys, Claudio Lamachia, said the organization regards the decision with extreme worry. "This sort of action responds to the momentary interests of certain political groups, but ignores legitimate decisions that have already been made," Lamachia said in a statement. The Eurasia Group, a U.S.-based political and economic risk consultancy, said in a statement, "The decision certainly took most observers by surprise, but we think it very unlikely to hold. But one way or another, the Supreme Court will most likely have to weigh in," it said. The impeachment proceedings come as Brazil is grappling with the biggest recession in decades, a corruption probe that has ensnared top politicians and prominent businessmen, and also an outbreak of the Zika virus. The country's showcase city, Rio de Janeiro, is gearing up to host the Olympics in August. Rousseff's once overwhelming public support has eroded with the onslaught of bad news, with her approval ratings dipping into the single digits in recent months. While polls have suggested broad public support for her impeachment, they have also pointed to widespread trepidation about who might replace her. This article, posted by Jenny Barchfield and Mauricio Saravese for the Associated Press in Rio de Janeiro.